Blog Talk Radio.
Let your hands forever
Angela Butler. I am, of course, Angela Butler. Tonight, our guest is from Brooklyn, New York. His name, I hope I get it right now, Prophet Tyron. You go ahead and introduce yourself. I'm so afraid of pronouncing your name.
Prophet Irvin Benjamin Jr.
Prophet Irvin Benjamin Jr. Okay, I got it. I just didn't want to make a mistake. So how are you doing?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you on Show Talk.
Thank you. It's good to be on the Show Talk. Thank you so much.
Yes, Show Talk with Angela Butler. So you're from Brooklyn, New York.
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Well, that is great. Is it hot up there in Brooklyn, New York?
Well, it was hot earlier, but it's kind of like cooling down now, getting mild, but it's been a beautiful day.
It's been a beautiful day. I understand that. It's been cooler here than what it was, and I'm here in Florida. I'm in Northwest Florida,
mm-hmm.
So I'm really
okay.
Glad. So, what is your topic for today? You've got plenty of people listening, so what is your topic today?
Well, I want to talk about, walking in your purpose and reaching your destiny.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to tell the listening audience a little bit about you, okay?
Sure.
Prophet Irvin Benjamin Jr. I was born in 1973. He is from the late Irvin Benjamin Sr. and Vivian Ann Samuels of Brooklyn, New York. He attended
Amen.
The New York public school system. He was in 1998. Prophet Benjamin was accepted and attended Murray Brookertrum High School for business careers in New York City. That same year, he and his family joined Wayside Baptist Church in Brooklyn, New York, under the pastorship of late Reverend Joe L. Parker. While he was at Wayside Baptist Church, he recognized the call of God on his life through the preaching and teachings of the late Reverend Joe L. Parker. Also during this time, he joined the Junior Usher Board and became a president for a term. He was also president of the youth ministry, among other things. A few months after he was accepted to attend Shaw University, which is located in Raleigh, North Carolina, Prophet Benjamin found that God used him to be a light, inspiration, encouragement to the administration, faculty, staff, and student body. So, you really love the Lord. It's obvious. In everything I've read, you've also been under the pastorship of the legendary gospel singer Shirley Season, Raleigh, North Carolina, in 1995. So, would you like to talk about that time with Ms. Shirley Season, or any of that I've talked about?
I do thank God for His grace and His mercy, and it was under my first pastor, the late Joel Parker, that I recognized the call of God on my life at the age of 15. And, you know, whenever I would see him minister on Sundays, I could see myself doing the same thing. But it wasn't until 8 years later when I did matriculate down to North Carolina to attend Shore University that the Lord allowed me to come in contact with Pastor Shirley Caesar, who had a church not too far from my campus, the dorm where I was staying at. Amen. And from that moment, as I was being faithful in coming there, she appointed me as the youth pastor there, youth minister, in which I did a lot of services on Friday nights for the college students and for the youth and young adults. And it was a slow process because when any time that you do anything, it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. But, you know, we thank God that God allowed me to be diligent in what he had called me to do, or at least part of what he had called me to do. And as time went on, the Friday night services began to manifest, and people would come out, and we would have sometimes like a pretty good crowd, like standing room only. So God really blessed the services, but it was because of being faithful and diligent to that which I was assigned at that time. And as a result, you know, as I said, God bless. Even under her ministry, amen, I did my first youth and young adult conference, which was very successful. And Pastor Caesar was very supportive, and the things that I needed, they were supplied. And so it was truly a blessing. So we give God praise. And so I really enjoyed myself being under her tutelage, amen, her mentorship, as well as pastoring me, and I learned a lot. And as a result of her ministry, and even my pastor, first pastor, Pastor Joel Parker, God has really blessed me, and I understand the essence of leadership and the importance of being obedient to leadership, and more importantly, in being obedient to God.
Yes. Hey, I've also learned that so during this time you were developing this a true calling. Have you finished Shaw University with a bachelor's in social? Your prophetic voice in was coming forth in this time, and I read that you joined Resurrection Tabernacle Praise Full Gospel Church. It's later known as Greater Life Tabernacle Praise Full Gospel, which is on the pastorship of Apostle Mary Baxter. So, quite a lot of experience.
Yes, that's my current pastor right now. Yes.
So that's your pastor now, okay.
Pastor. Apostle Mary Baxter. She's I've been under her pastorship or her covering. She's been my covering for 14 years now. And it was under her ministry, amen, that the prophetic gift and even the office that I walk in now begin to manifest. And so it was even under her ministry that even the Lord had allowed me maybe about 12 years ago to be ordained as a pastor. And of course, I'm here in New York, Brooklyn, New York, but for a season, God had me down there in Raleigh, North Carolina, you know, even going under her pastorship, and learning a whole lot of stuff, and that's where the prophetic gift was birthed out of me. And as a result of that, you know, I guess you can say the rest is history, because God has certainly been blessing me and has opened doors for me, and he's doing some awesome things. So I'm excited, and I do thank God, you know, for each and every one of my pastors, but I always believe, and I've said this, that there's always one leader that you're going to come in contact with that's going to really pull out that true anointing, even that true calling and purpose that's on your life. And I do owe that, and I thank God for Apostle Mary Baxter in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay, Raleigh, North Carolina. So you have you're doing evangelistical work. You're the president and founder of Empowered to Excel Ministries Incorporated, which is a youth and young adult ministry to empower young people and empower them to excel in every aspect of their lives.
Yes.
You also have something else called Men Inspired and Motivated for Excellence excellent ministry. It's a ministry for men, young and old, to encourage and motivate these young men to become a dominant in the spiritual and natural world. Then you also have Prestige Image Enterprises, which is a company for Christians and non-Christians, talented and gifted agency for those who need to be motivated and inspired to pursue their aspirations, dreams, and vision through the use of their gifts and talents.
Yes.
So you're very busy. So you have a talent agency.
Yes, it's more or less a company. It's called, actually I changed the name to Pristine Image Enterprises Incorporated. Basically, this particular company that God gave me, which I the name I owe it to my brother, Prophet Ronique L. Benjamin. Pristine Image is basically a company. Three aspects of it is one is that I teach motivational instructional classes to help build up the self-being, to help motivate people and help them recognize the different gifts and talents that they may possess, but they just need a push. They need somebody to help motivate them in certain areas of their life and even in their giftings, as I said, in talents. Another thing is I have something called, as part of the company, promotional creative services where I actually do my own flyers. So I do a lot of that stuff, and I've been doing my own flyers for like 3 years, so I've become kind of like pretty good at it. And so I, you know, promote not just my ministry and business, but even other people who have, you know, businesses or churches. I do flyers and stuff of that nature. And then another aspect of, Pristine Image is Wise Advising Services, which is basically to help advise people on which way they should go, which direction they should go, dealing with their gifts and their talents. So I think something that's needed in the time that we're in now, when people have to learn and know their purpose in life. And I think that this particular company in which God has given me is to help push people, motivate them, encourage them to pursue their dreams, their visions, and their purpose in life.
Okay. Thanks. You're very busy. Very busy man.
Yeah.
In
yes,
the Lord,
yes.
Though. It's all in the Lord. Okay.
Amen. Amen.
So, listeners, you heard what he said and you heard what I said. So, we're going to let Mr. Prophet Ivory Benjamin Jr. Go ahead and preach his sermon. And I know you all will benefit from this.
Amen. We thank God for the listeners that are listening in on the Show Talk with Angela Butler, and I certainly do thank God for this venue of ministry to be able to spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, but also to encourage and motivate and inspire you on today to let you know that you have purpose, but you also have destiny. And one of the things that the Lord said to me is that our purpose is great, but our destiny is greater. And when we deal with purpose, purpose is that which a person sets before himself as an object to be reached or accomplished. You know, many of us have, you know, dreams to maybe one day own a business or even get married or even travel the world, you know, be that great evangelist that may have been prophesied over your life. To be wealthy, whatever the case may be. And these are things that, you know, a purpose is something that, you know, as it said, that which a person sets before himself as an object to be reached or accomplished. And it takes hard work. It doesn't happen overnight, but everything is a process. And so you have to keep in mind that as a believer of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the Bible tells us in the book of Jeremiah 29 and 11, where it says, for I know the thoughts concerning thee, of you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, and I will give you an expected end. And so our expected end does not come from our mother, our father, our brother, our grandmother. I'm not saying that they don't play a role in our life, because they do, but ultimately it's God, amen, that allows us the opportunity, amen, glory to God, to be able to walk and understand in fullness our purpose. And so you all have a purpose that are listening in. I don't care, glory to God, if you could have been thrown in a garbage can when your mother gave birth to you. But regardless of that, amen, you're still living. So that lets me know, glory to God, and lets you know that you have a purpose, that you don't have to stay where you are. Glory to God, you might live in a project, but that does not project who you are in Him. Glory to God. And so you have to understand, glory to God, that you have a purpose in this life that you must fulfill. Glory to God. And as I said, it's hard work. There are things that you're going to go through. There's things that you're going to face. There are people, glory to God, you're going to meet, maybe that like you and don't like you. But nonetheless, it does not matter. It's not about them. It's about Him. Hello. Glory to God. And so you have to, amen, pursue what God has called you to do. Glory to God, with power, might, and authority. And you must stay focused on that which God has called you to do. When we deal, glory to God, with destiny, destiny is an event or an occurrence, a course of events that will inevitably happen in the future. So regardless, glory to God, if you messed up, glory to God, 10 years, regardless if you messed up 5 years ago, amen, destiny is still calling you. Glory to God, it's attached to you. Glory to God, it wants to introduce itself to you, and it wants to promote you. It wants to push you. It wants to motivate you. And so you have destiny in your life. It's on you. Glory to God, and I encourage you, amen, to pursue that which God has placed in you to do. Don't be discouraged. Don't let people make you feel inferior to them and nothing of that nature, because you are special. Amen. There's purpose, once again. There's destiny that lies within you. Glory to God. And one of the things you have to understand is that determination is the greatest nation. If you have determination, you can overcome any and everything that tries to come in your way. Glory to God, it will be a fight, but anything that's worth fighting for, glory to God, anything that you get easy, it's not worth fighting for. But anything that you have to take time to get, it's worth fighting for. It's worth its weight in gold, as the expression is. So it's important to the listeners to let you know, once again, glory to God, that you have to, glory to God, walk in your purpose. Nobody can be you but you. Glory to God.
Right.
And nobody can
glory
reach
God.
And and glory to God, and nobody can reach your destiny like you can reach it. Because we all have a destiny, we all have a purpose, but we just have to learn how to tap into that. And when we tap into it, we'll be able to see manifestation of the different things that we thought we could not do, we really can do. But you have to put your mind to it, and everything starts with your mind, because your mind controls your body. Glory to God. And that's why he said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. When you get the mind of Christ, then you're able to define your identity and who you are through him and in him. And so you don't have to identify yourself by what society say, but you can identify yourself by what the word of God says. Glory to God. He said that we're a royal priesthood. We are a peculiar people, a chosen generation. He said, I brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light. He brought you out of darkness so you can recognize and see who you really are. Glory to God. And so it's all about him. And when you get put him first, everything will be added on to you.
Okay. That's beautiful. I love what you just said. Is there more? I hope so.
Amen.
I hope there's more. I was going to ask you about what's going on in Missouri. Some people call it a war. And I had a relative who called it a war, said the police made war on the people there. Do you agree? And if you do agree, what prayer could you say for them, you know, what's going on with the young killing of Michael, of the young man
well,
named Michael?
Well, I will say this. I don't condone killing of any sort. I do know that I think that there are some situations that happen where in a case where if you have to defend yourself, you know, that's something else. But if you're just going around just trying to prove who you are because you're carrying a gun or, you know, you just feel that you want to hurt somebody, then that's not good at all. I will say that a lot of times in life, decisions will either break us or make us.
Yeah.
And so I think that with our youth and young adults in this time that we live in, there are a lot of decisions that they are making or have made that they're as a result they're dealing with the consequence, and that's with anybody. But being that we're specifically talking about youth and young adults, and because we know the situation that has happened and is going on, I do believe that decisions, as I said, will make you and break you. I think that we should never wait for a situation to happen. Amen, to unify. I think we should be unified already. But I'm not taking anything away from unifying what they're doing. When we do look at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., when we look at Malcolm X, they were prime examples, and I guess in the Black history part of it, that stood for something. Amen. And many drew to them because there was a purpose and there was a destiny. And like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, he saw the mountaintop. He said, "I may not get there with you," or there was a promise. So he saw something that we did not see at the time, but as a result, he would be kind of like, in a sense, disgusted because, you know, he paved the way for so many of us. And so when I see even our Black young men even wearing their pants down and feeling like, bullying people and hitting people and, you know, doing that thing. I don't know if they do it there, but I know they have something called a knockout game and how they were knocking out people and even women and older women and stuff like that. You know, that's not being a young man. That's not being a young woman. We have to learn how to do what's right, you know, as it relates to people, and we have to consider people's feelings, and you have to always put yourself in a situation, you know, would you like somebody to do that to you? And so I think that our young people have to really think about what they're doing. You know, don't get caught up in certain things. A lot of things that they listen to, a lot of things that they see, they react to, and they feel that, oh, well, they're doing it, I can do it. They usually say, glory to God, it may be true, I don't know, glory to God, but they usually say that your first impression is your last. And so we have to be careful on how we present ourselves. You know, it's so important that I believe that when you get to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that a whole lot of things will begin to change in your life, that it won't be, I'm not saying you're going to go through, you know, that you're not exempt from that. We're all going to go through some things, amen, but don't allow whatever you go through to dictate who you are, because that's not who you are. You're just going through a process to get to the promise, to get to your treasure, to get to the open door, to get to your destiny. And so I think that it's good that, you know, young people, you know, in Missouri, they're sticking together, but it shouldn't have taken that situation to be able to say, let's pull together, let's unify. I think that that's just something that we as a people have to learn to do, and situations do arise, but, you know, sometimes you don't ever want to put yourself in a situation that could have been avoided. And so we have to find out, why was this young man killed? What prompted something to happen? What happened? You know, we know that he was killed, and we're not even justifying that, how he was killed, but what happened prior to. And so, like I said, a lot of time our decisions will cause us to lose our life. Sometimes our decisions will make us back up and take a step back, you know, some years and stuff of that nature. So we have to make sure, and that's why I was talking about purpose and destiny, that we have to make sure, and I believe that the Bible said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added on to you. A lot of things can be avoided if we just listen to instructions and we just follow instructions. You know, it's just like, you know, the baby. You know, we know babies don't know any better, but yet you tell them, you say, Johnny, don't touch the stove, you're going to get burned. Well, Johnny touched the stove anyway, and he got burned. You know, but he didn't listen, you know, but he was warned. And sometimes, as they say, warning comes before destruction. So it's important that we as a people learn, and this is for everybody, we learn how to ask God to guide us and lead us in all that we do. because, yes, you're going to make mistakes, but there are mistakes that you can avoid. And if you're going to make mistakes, learn some new ones, not the same ones.
Okay. So it's never been clear that the young man stole anything. I think it's awful the way they're killing people. I really do.
Yes.
It reminds me of my grandmama and my granddad. So their lives, and it's really awful. I mean, it's about evil. You know, he was supposed to start college, and I just think, he would have been in college 2 weeks, but instead, today his parents buried him.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's horrible.
Yes, it is.
I don't think it was anything the young 18-year-old did either. I think that person just wants to kill somebody. Honestly, I do. I really do believe that he just woke up wanting to kill somebody. Kill a young black person. That's what it sounds like to me. I mean, I'm in the South, so I could be misinterpreting everything very easily. But from what I'm seeing, it's just happened so many times. And to be honest with you, I don't think anything's going to come of it. When I say come of it, a police officer, that there usually isn't. But I did read, I don't know how true it is, in the Huffington Post, Huffington Online, it's an online magazine, and they got their information for the Washington Post, and it said that not too far from there, there had been a police department shut down. I don't know how true that is. And that officer, well, they shut the entire precinct down, shut it down and started.
Oh, yeah, I think I did hear something about that, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, you know, that tells me a lot because of race relations was the biggest part of it.
Yes, yes, yes.
The Bible says do not kill. So,
that's right. Well, God got us covered, regardless of what.
Yeah. Regardless of what God said, yes.
And the Bible also tells us that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. So, you know, when people do wrong, there is a, you know, go back to consequences, you know, there is a penalty that you must pay.
Yes. Yeah, I know. I feel like if he doesn't get, if there nothing done to him in this life, here on earth, I know there'll be justice one day because there's a God.
Amen.
Yeah, there's a God. You know, it seems like people are getting away with things. But
yeah.
In reality, everybody has to answer to somebody. It doesn't
That's
matter
right.
who you are, and they may not have to answer to that somebody here on earth. They'll have to answer to God.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, because God is the true judge.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
So, is there anything else you want to talk about? Would you like me to go to break? Because we got about 15 minutes left.
Oh, well, I don't know if the people might have a question, or I don't know if they
There are people online. I can't see all the calls because my computer screen, I have to wear glasses. I don't have my glasses on, and the computer screen is big. I can't see all the calls.
Okay.
There's at least 15 to 20 people.
Okay.
I got all the mics open. Is there anyone that would like to talk to Pastor Ivory Benjamin Jr., Prophet Ivory Benjamin Jr.? Any questions about anything that he said or I said? Nobody said anything. Okay, so they're just listening to you. They're listening to the words that you're giving them.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Right.
Well, I do want to tell the people that God has given me a ministry, as Angela Butler has said, Empowered to Excel Ministries Incorporated. And one of the things that I asked the Lord concerning this ministry is that, Lord, I want a ministry that's going to cause an impact in the lives of people. I just don't want any type of ministry, but I want a ministry that's going to affect people in a positive, in a good way. And so the Lord gave me Empowered to Excel Ministries Incorporated. Our logo is an eagle, because an eagle is one that flies alone. Amen. The eagle can go up high. It's the only bird that can really high fly way up in the sky and yet see its prey from a very far distance, and has very keen sight. And I believe that this ministry is going to certainly, and is causing an impact in the lives of people. And I thank God that God has entrusted me with this ministry to be able to reach the people in different aspects of their lives, because God wants us to be empowered, not just spiritually, but financially, socially, mentally, physically, emotionally. He wants us to be empowered in every area of our lives. And so our slogan is, or our theme is, of the ministry is, you must be empowered in order to excel. And so you have to have something on the inside of you to be able to allow you to excel, excuse me, and reach your goal. It's just like if you're driving somewhere, you have to make sure that you have the keys, but also you have to make sure that you have gas in the tank, amen, to be able to move. And so I give God praise for Empowered to Excel Ministries Incorporated. There are a lot of things that God has commissioned me to do. I do thank God, because in November I will be celebrating 18 years of ministry here in Brooklyn, New York. Amen. And I give God the praise for that, for 18 years. Amen. Because in this day and time in which we live, not too many people, amen, can have been in ministry that long, you know, or some have walked away and stuff of that nature. So I thank God that even being in the time that I am at this point, that I'm still yet striving, amen, to fulfill my purpose, but also reach my destiny. So I give God praise for all that God has done, all that he is going to do, and all that he will do. You know, I praise God for that, and I thank God for those who support my ministry in whatever aspect that you do. I want to show my appreciation by saying thank you, and I love you, and I decree and declare the blessings of the Lord upon your life. And I just give God the praise, and I thank God for those that are listening, and I want to encourage those that are listening to let you know that God loves you. You're not alone in whatever situation that you're in. It's not the end. You have to learn how to declare and decree over your life and stuff of that nature. Glory to God. David put it like this: I shall not die, but I'm going to live to declare the works of the Lord. And so you have to, glory to God. They usually have this expression, but I always do this when I send a text to somebody. Amen. I said, I love you to life. I don't say I love you to death. I love you to life, because we are life. He said, I've come that you might have life and have it what more abundantly. So we give God praise. Amen. Glory to God, letting us know that we are somebody. Glory to God, that we can decree a thing and it happens. You have to speak over your life. Glory to God. I don't care what mama did, and I don't care what daddy did, and I don't care who was an alcoholic. I don't care who died of a heart attack. That doesn't mean it's going to come nigh thy dwelling. Glory to God. You have to speak life into your life, and when you do that, you will begin to see manifestation of God's word, and that's what you got to use. You got to use the word of God, amen, in your life. Every day, get in that word. Glory to God. Get in that word and use that word. Speak that word over your life. If you don't ever get a prophetic word, just know that there's so many prophetic words in the word of God, because the Bible's written, it is written. So we give God praise, amen, for all that God is doing in and through and for our life. Glory to God. And I just want you, amen, to let you know that you are somebody. Glory to God. You are somebody. You're precious in the sight of God. Amen. And you don't have to settle for less. Because what does the Bible say? He says, I've come that you might have life and have it what? Abundantly. More abundantly. Glory to God. So I just wanted to encourage the listeners, amen, and let them know I want to thank God, amen, for Angela Butler, amen, for
thank
allowing
you.
Me to be able to do the show with you. Amen. I believe that there's always a reason behind why God connects people together. Sometimes we may not understand fully what's going on, but there's a purpose why God connects people to people. Amen. Glory to God. And so I just bless God for your life and what God is doing even through your show talk. And we decree and declare great things concerning this show. Glory to God that it will go.
The show talk with Angela Butler. Not trying to be rude.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Not trying to be rude.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just saying, you saying show talk. I'm just saying show talk with Angela Butler. That's all.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Well, we thank God for, you know, all that, you know, God is doing. And I'm just excited, amen, for what God is doing. And this is an exciting time for God's people, for his remnant in this hour. This is a time that God wants us to go forth in those things that he has charged us to do. And especially those of you that have creative ideas, those of you that want to pursue business ideas, this is a good time right now to go forth in those things.
Yes, it is. I started this radio show back in 2010 with a lady, but it had a different name, the show, and I've been on this site for 5 years, and I've been, you know, really working hard to try to get, you know, other radio stations. I have been on a few others, but it usually doesn't really, I hate to say it, I've been lied to a lot. You know,
mm-hmm.
They promise just different things. People have promised and they don't deliver on. So, but I guess that's just a part of life, you know. And I've learned, you know, that everybody's not going to tell the truth.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm still being blessed, though. So God is still blessing me.
Amen. Well, that's an important thing. Amen.
God is still blessing. He's still taking care of me. I started the show to help people, to inspire people, and it grew. It's grown more than what I thought it would. It went from like 10, 15 people to 3 shows a week to 7 nights a week. Some of them were
mm-hmm.
repeat shows. So it went to 1.3 million likes and well over 253,000 listeners. So that's pretty good, you know, with
praise.
The internet.
Praise
I'm
God.
Grateful to that.
Amen, amen.
So God knows what he's doing.
Yes.
You know, maybe, you know, one day when he's ready, you know, I'll be able to get a TV show, a radio station. I'm on a radio
you
station.
Will.
I'm looking
you will. He's going to maximize things for you. So you just watch God.
Yeah, I pray he does. I pray he does. I work hard at this, you know. I get up sometimes before sunrise, and I'm working on the show. I do it all. You know, I'm putting a lot into it. And you know, like I said, this show was originally started to bless someone else. Because I was going through
yeah.
something bad. And
yeah,
instead of, I didn't get on the show and talk about my problems. I reached out to other people. And
yeah.
I don't know if you will agree, but I feel like God blessed me for reaching out to people and giving other people a voice. Everyday
Amen.
Normal
Amen.
People. I've, you know, and everybody is somebody to me.
That's
everybody
right.
is. I don't always agree with everything, but I don't look down on anybody.
That's right.
But like I said, I was going through something myself, so that's why I started the show. I contacted Tracy, and I said, help me do a show, you know. We did the show, but she's a beautiful, wonderful, intelligent woman. She's from Georgia. We just couldn't, we lasted about a year. you know, we went our separate ways, but she's a great person. And I still admire the lady who I did the Angela Butler show with. Wasn't my best shows. Because like I said, I was going through things. And I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler, because I know you've been a blessing to the show and to all the people who hear you. You've definitely been a blessing to me. And I really appreciate you wanting to come on my show. You and
not a problem.
Minister Jonathan Moore. I pray that his life is blessed because he comes on Sundays. So are we going to do this? Tell the listener every Thursday, right? Until you decide you don't want to do it anymore, right? We're going to do this show every Thursday, right? Until you decide you don't want to do it anymore?
Well, I'd rather do it on Mondays. Is that okay?
You'd rather do it on Mondays? Okay, you want to keep it on Mondays? Okay, Mondays at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This is his first show with Show Talk with Angela Butler's prophet, Ivoryn Benjamin Jr. And to look forward to having him back on Show Talk with Angela Butler next Monday. And don't forget Sunday. And don't forget Sunday, Minister Jonathan Moore.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Well, I just want to whisper a prayer, if that's okay, to the listeners that are listening.
Okay.
Okay.
Right,
Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you, God, for your grace and for your mercy. We thank you, God, for your love, God. We thank you, God, for this opportunity once again of ministry to be able to reach your people. Glory to God. We ask, God, that you would bless each listener, each family represented, right, that you would move by your power, your spirit, and your anointing, and that you will continue to cover them with your blood. God, meet every need, God. Grant every desire. Meet every bill obligation. Continue to strengthen your people, God. Cover them with your blood. Order their steps, God. Allow them, oh God, to reach their destiny, but even, God, that they will flow into there and move into their purpose. God, we thank you for this show once again. God, we thank you for the woman of God. Bless her and all that she does. Prosper it, oh God. Make it even more successful. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much. Be blessed.
Thank you, Prophet Benjamin. I just got one thing to say. Thank you for saying that about the show. I really appreciate it. I'm hoping to go further. So I thank you so much. And like I was saying, I'm not trying to keep you on the phone a long time. It's just, you know, I started this show to help other people, not so much for monetary gain. It just grew. You know, I've had celebrities, but I have to say this, each person that has come on Show Talk with Angela Butler has contributed something, and it's not necessarily money either. They took their time to come on the show and to talk to the audience, the people. And I've had, like, the gentleman for Dudley Hair Care come on Show Talk with Angela Butler. And he taught a class, entrepreneurship class, on the show. And, you know, I've had people in finance, business, who come on the show. And, like, everybody's not worldwide famous, like Miss Pastor Shirley Murdoch or Miss Melba Moore or J.D. Rock from the Yin Yang Twins, or like Cisco and them from the same next group.
Amen.
I forgot the name of Cisco who's been on the show. You know, and I just thank them all for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler, because it not only did it make me feel blessed, I felt like I was contributing. So I thank you all for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I appreciate it. And every one of you out of almost 1,000 shows who've been on Show Talk with Angela. And I thank all of you who have took the time to like my website page. I have over 1.3 million, not that many listeners, but 1.3 million likes. And I just thank you all for tuning in. I want to talk about some other things now. Instead of about myself, I just want to thank everybody. That's all. I have a book out called Diabetes and Me, Overcoming and Surviving the Silent Killer. I've talked about this before on this show, but not too often. I'm a diabetic, and I've been a diabetic since 1998. And I survived, and I bloomed up 325 times. I was in a diabetic coma. So if you want to know the rest of the story, just diabetes, and me, overcoming and surviving this silent killings by Angela Dolores Butler. And I'd like to say hello to Mr. Johnny Mack. He was on the show, too. I also like to tell you about some more authors. There's James McDonald, The Love, author James McDonald's book, The Love I Never Had. It's a story about how God gave him the love he needed. It's on Amazon.com. Mine's on Barnes & Noble. My book is in Amazon.com, so it's here on Amazon.com. Also, author Campbell Fraser. She has the book In His Own Time about the life of Coach Faye Baker, who was injured on the roadside in Georgia, the work site in Georgia, I-95. She was paralyzed. In His Own Time is a great book, too. It can be found on Amazon.com. Again, the author is Tamara Trey Fraser. I would also like to say something about the Wright Foundation, which is located in Marianna, Florida. The husband and wife that run this foundation are giving people a hand up, not a handout.
Amen.
They help keep the lights on and the grant and whatever else they need. They do more than just light and water bill. They also help veterans. But those of you who are interested in being faith partners, you can go to their website. It's called RightFoundation.com. And Wright is spelled W-R-I-G-H-T foundation.com. You can go there, and if you want to like becoming a faith partner, you can. Also, I'd like to talk about Urban Spice Magazine. Reginald Lewis was on the show about a week and a half ago. He's one of the owners of Urban Spice Mag, along with Terrell Wicker and Country Boy. Can't say his name, so have his permission. But they're there in Georgia, and I'm a writer for Urban Spice Magazine, and it's really been a blessing to me, Urban Spice Magazine has. I also like to talk about Airport Detective Treasures and Antique, which is in Hapeville, Georgia, which is for Hapeville, Georgia. It's in the Delta corporate offices. Also remind everybody about Tawana Lake L, Crazy Love. She's on YouTube of Rubber Nation. And I also like to talk about Mr. Johnny Mack. Mr. Johnny Mack is a man that has been on the show before. He originally started out in sales and things like that. He's a great person. He's very professional though. But I really admire Mr. Mack. He really inspires me. But like I say, he's a motivational speaker, and it's not just motivational. Motor. That's kind of a joke. Not a joke, but I call him, he calls himself a motivational speaker, and so do I. He has books. He also has a site, AskJohnnyMack.com. So you can go there. He also has books on Amazon.com. And I know that everyone will be inspired if they read his book, because Mr. Johnny Mack is great. Just Google JohnnyMack.com, or you can go to AskJohnnyMack.com. He's a great person, very inspiring person. He inspires people. He edits books. He does something. He writes books. He's an author. He has great books. He has a book about his Facebook postings, and they're very inspirational. So those of you who need to be motivated, need to be uplifted, I encourage you to go to Amazon.com and search for Mr. Johnny Mack. It's J-O-H-N-N-Y-M-A-C-K, and he lives in Texas. So, and he is an author, and he might even be available for events. But either way, he has a Facebook page also, and he's just a great person. And if it wasn't for him, my book, Diabetes and Me, would not have been written, because I didn't really know how to go about it. So, all right, people, you're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm going to try again to play these drops by Raquel Falls, who's a singer. You can find her music on Reverber Nation, along with Tawana Leo, Crazy Love. You're in for a treat. You also can find them on YouTube. So here goes.
Hey, this is Raquel Charles, and you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler, where the interviews are hot and right on time. Hey, this is Raquel Charles, and you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Okay, that was Raquel Charles, and next I'm going to try to play Teacher's Master, which is the gospel song by Mr. Wilson Bunton. That's spelled B-U-N-T-O.
Hey, Mr. Wilson, what are you doing?
Hey, little Keefe. Sure, kid. You know, the disciples asked Jesus the same thing.
They did?
Yep. And he said, when you pray, make sure you say,
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be, yeah, thy holy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Let your will be done.
Challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists, and makeup artists. Daily itinerary, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
All right, listen, that was Mr. Andy Clyde, Mr. Anderson. like I said, my prayers are with him and his family. I pray that his son overcome. And that's going to be just about it for Show Talk with Angela Butler. But we're going to leave off with Show Talk theme song that Jeffrey's song. Is that right? So that's going to be about it. Now, Raquel Charles.
This is Raquel Charles, and you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Everyone, you've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler, and I am Angela Butler. I hope y'all have a blessed and good night.